years ago when Sasha was little, I used to go to New York a lot for business, Bill and I did, and one time I took Sasha, just the two of us by ourselves, not for work, but for fun. And this time I actually planned ahead, and I somehow procured tickets to tour the Statue of Liberty and go up inside the statue. And this was after it had just opened again, after it had been closed for 8 years in the wake of 9/11. We took a boat into the harbor and past Ellis Island. And as we approached the statue, I remember feeling so small at the base of this enormous creation. Her patinaed toes peeked out from beneath her robe as if she were about to take a step across to Jersey City and keep on going to California. We made the torturous climb all the way up to the crown. It's 354 stairs, by the way. And after we got to the top, we paused for a minute to feel the inside of the cast bronze and feel her hairdo. We were all amazed by that. And we inched our way to the tiny windows and her crown, and we peered out at what seemed to be all of America. We went down and toured the museum in the base, and we saw the original torch that Lady Liberty's outstretched arm held as a beacon of hope so many through the centuries have yearned to see. And we ran our hands across the brass plaque with the famous words from the poem written by Emma Lazarus in part that say, "A mighty woman with a torch whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beaconed hand glows worldwide welcome. With silent lips, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." For the rest of the trip, little 7-year-old Sasha was so struck with the symbol of the Statue of Liberty, and I think every picture that we took on that trip, he had his arm raised as if he had an invisible torch inviting the world to see by it, even if that torch sometimes was an ice cream cone, I remember. It was dripping all down his arm. I was flooded with these memories of this trip as I read the gospel today, because although Lady Liberty is not specifically a Christian symbol, her significance is striking in light of the words in Matthew today. "You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." The Statue of Liberty is a rather large and obvious symbol that people all over the world equate, maybe used to equate, with radical welcome. And that concept is what I think shining your light is all about. You don't even have to be 300 feet tall and have millions of visitors each year. I used to be a chaplain at the world's busiest airport, Atlanta Hartsfield. 300,000 people go through that airport every day. 300,000 people. And 65,000 people work there. It is a city that spans two different counties. There are three jails in there, by the way, underneath. There's this whole city underneath. It's crazy. And with that many humans in one place, there's bound to be some daily drama that I can personally attest to. One night we were called in after our shift during the day, and we were called back to the airport because a massive storm had grounded several big flights en route to Chicago. And huddled masses of men, women, and children were stranded, hungry, sleepy, and angry. Babies were crying, businessmen were yelling, and in the midst of this overnight refugee camp, I began to see the torches of hope shining in a crowd of darkness. One mother of an infant dumped out her diaper bag and took a quick inventory of her supplies, and then she set up a makeshift baby warehouse, giving away her extra supplies in the rather dark terminal that was only illuminated by the Popeye's chicken sign. A father and his teenage son took out a deck of Uno cards and began asking people to play with them by the light of their iPhone. An older lady was traveling to see her daughter, and she stopped us and asked if she could help. And she said, "I have an extra flashlight in my bag." She said that she had noticed some of the people trying to step over suitcases in the dark. She was worried. She said they could use a little help, don't you think? Turns out, much like my mother, she didn't have one flashlight in her purse, but three mini flashlights in her purse, and they came in very handy during the night. One of them ended up with Marta, the baby supply angel. I spent most of the night with Dee, the flashlight lady, as we whispered long into the night, and I waited with her until she boarded the flight the next day. We had exhausted every single one of the Delta free snacks that they handed out. Before she boarded, she put a little flashlight in my hand, and she said, "You need this. Shine it in the world, girl." I stayed and I watched that bright light fly away on a 737 bound for Chicago. Like Lady Liberty welcoming the homeless, tempest-tossed to her shore, those big-hearted souls rose up from the dark to shine the light of goodness and mercy and of genuine welcome in the midst of chaos. That is God's light. And it's more than something that's powered with batteries or a bulb. It's something that powers us from the inside. It's a beautiful gift that welcomes all into the warmth of its glow. You are the light of the world. You, every single one of you. You are a light to me and a light to each other. And this verse and all of you remind me of my own light, as I hope I can remind others that the light of Christ is like a beacon on a hill calling us through the choppy waters of life sometimes, welcoming us with love. This light, Jesus says, we're supposed to share. And what we do with Christ's light will look different for everyone, right? We all have different gifts. We don't need a crisis to shine our light either. Your light might be what you do with your hands. Your light might be what you do with your time. Your light might be with the words that come out of your mouth. Your light might advocate and welcome refugees of all kinds, political, economic, and spiritual ones. But when your beacon is lit, with it shines the hope of all creation. We shine because we reflect God's light of justice and mercy and love. And those who yearn to breathe free the new life of Christ need to see your light. With the gifts given to you by God, make a light that shines for all to see, to come to be drawn to feel welcomed by. There is a bright, beautiful light leading to the safe harbor of our risen Lord. Amen.